you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022.
Whoa, you got that out.
I think one time I said 2020 for whatever reason. You know how that's kind of weird. Why not 2021? I don't know. I said 2020, but we're getting there. We're in this new year, and this is a great verse to start. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. It's kind of like calibrating our disposition, our mentality, our mindset to be filled with praise. And he's worthy of our praise. And then it goes on to say, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. It's important that we know that.
Yeah.
And he's demonstrated that so we can know that.
Yeah.
His faithfulness continues through all generation, and may that be true of us today and our listeners, that we'll be faithful and finish well and do what he has planned for us this very day in this very new year.
And I like it that it says God is good, and that's a phrase you use quite a bit. I know other people do too. Rob does that. He wrote and told me, I have a cold. God is good.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
And many people, when they say God is good, all the time, God is good.
Yeah,
I've seen some pastors that they'll kind of share that, and then the congregation will respond to that. So
it's reassuring because, you know, sometimes things in our lives aren't so good that we would think, but God is good.
Yeah, we serve a great God. Well, it's Wednesday. It's our first Prime Life Times in Review for 2022.
Yeah.
And we're going to be reading an article in just a few minutes. But we've developed this new practice of also reading listener letters, and I have a number set out in front of me, and I think you have a few longer ones there. So
we've
ladies first.
Okay, we've done it like 3 weeks in a row.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean 3 times in a row.
It's going to be our new practice for 2022. Well, I can't say it'll always be a practice, but on many Wednesdays, we'll read listener letters.
Well, we're on a roll.
Yes.
Okay, and you gave me the long ones.
I think we mentioned
that earlier.
I give you the ones with all the hard words, the hard names.
Well, thank you so much. You're so thoughtful.
Yes.
All right. Well, I do have a lot. I'm going to read a short one first. This is a WLUJ letter from Susan. Susan is in Macomb. I really like getting things from Macomb.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I like it. Okay. Love you all. Wish I was closer so I could attend your next open house. Thank you, and God bless you daily.
Yeah, speaking of open houses, we're looking at probably early to mid-March for the open house of the Great News Radio Center here at Marketplace Mall. And we're excited to get our new sign up. In fact, I talked with the owners and the manufacturers of our sign in Springfield, a sign company. And they're thinking it's going to be installed at the end of this month, maybe the first week of February. So that'll give us time to get that all installed and things all set to go. And sometime in the coming days, we'll announce when the official open house is. But we'll have to have another one in Springfield, too.
Yeah. Yeah. WLUJ people, you've got one coming, too.
Yes. Yes. Well, here's a note from Faith and Ralph from Champaign. And they write on this colorful stationery, thank you for your wonderful programming. We are blessed by it daily. May blessings abound to you in 2022 in Christ, Faith, and Ralph. And a neat story about these two is their son was doing an Eagle Scout project, and he helped me do a nature trail through the woods.
Oh, you've told about that before.
He had the Boy Scouts all there working, and to get your Eagle Scout, he had to supervise them. And we were putting mulch down and building a trail through the woods and winding it around.
That is so cool.
So it was a lot of fun some years ago. Yeah.
That's so cool. This is from Don and Sharon in Danville, and all it says is, great job. Thank you.
Now, was there any colorful artwork? They send a gift each and every month, and sometimes they use red and green and different color inks.
No, this just says great job, and I appreciate that.
Okay. This is from a couple from Decatur, and look what they put. They just put a little thinking of you with a smiley face and a little card.
That is so cute. So I like it.
Appreciate your support. Yeah.
I like that. This is Steve and Jill And they are, let me turn this over, from Auburn, Illinois.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It says, thank you for hope. Thank you for scripture backup on everything you discuss. Oh, that's great. Thank you for godly pastors, spirit-filled, who share their messages. May God continue to bless you in the years to come. And thank you to all involved in keeping WLUJ on the air.
We will, and we'll continue to move forward with the goals to educate, edify, and evangelize.
Lift high the name
program.
Of Jesus.
Yep, lifting high the name of Jesus. Here's a note from Jerry and Ann from Rankin, Illinois, and it's on a nice Christmas
it's really
card.
Pretty.
It has that little
I like that.
Sparkly stuff that if
yeah.
you use your finger, it goes
don't
all
scratch
over.
Off. Yeah, I like that. Right. I like that.
And it says inside, this Christmas may you be blessed with the joy of his presence and the quiet peace of his season. Oh, we could turn a radio spot into that one.
Oh, that's true.
It goes, dear Mark and all of the WGNN staff, may you all have a very special Christmas and New Year full of God's best, double exclamation point. I am so blessed by the radio station. I learn something new every day. Thank you for the efforts and love put into every broadcast. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching our hearts through your word. Your friends, Ann and Jerry. And then at the bottom of the card, it has, I will bless you, and you will be a blessing, Genesis 12:2. And then she handwrote, amen, 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 exclamation point.
That's a great scripture, too. I'll bless you, and you'll be a blessing.
Amen.
This letter, Mark, is from the Logan Correctional Center in Lincoln, Illinois. So I'm going to read it. It's from Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi,
oh,
Stephanie.
It's a very sweet one, and I wrote her a nice note back on her thank you letter. She gave a very, very generous gift under the circumstances she's in. And yeah, it was a beautiful letter, so I wrote her a really nice note.
Very good. She says, my name is Stephanie. I reside at Logan Correctional Center. I've been listening to WLUJ stations 100.1 from Lincoln and 105.3. Sometime in November, you went off the air for a while, and I was so lost without these stations.
Yeah, and what happened, we were off the air for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, that's a long time.
A construction company cut through our transmission lines, and we didn't know about it. And then it took some days to get the parts and get it retaped and fixed and put underground.
Is that one of those times that you were living out at the tower?
Yeah, no. No, that one, Howard had to come to the rescue and another engineer,
okay.
And they had to get this whatever to connect. They had sliced through the transmission line,
so it
knocked the two stations off the air. And
they said they were sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Not sorry enough.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, we'll forgive them.
Yeah, but yeah, we got that fixed, so.
Then she says, the music on 105.3 reminds me of my mom and grandma.
Mm-hmm.
The Gaither Hour on Sundays are always funny. Now, what does she mean by funny?
Well, the Gaithers, they have the different jokes, and sometimes they have the different words they talk about, or when Mark Lowry's on, or sometimes have other comedians or fun people on.
Okay.
So they always do a lot of laughter.
I love to listen to the Gaithers. Mm-hmm. They are so talented. Southern gospel is, to me, softer than some of the contemporary music. Well, that's kind of true, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the sermons that are on both stations keep me in God's Word all day. We're trying to keep up our spirits during this time of year. It can be so hard, but your stations help me to stay positive and to help others to be positive as well. I hope this gift helps to keep you on the air and to spread the love of the Lord. God bless you all. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, with God's love, Stephanie.
And Marianne, how about praying up for Stephanie and those that are under circumstances where they're in prison or for whatever reason can't get out or maybe they're just having a bad day?
Mm-hmm. God, I want to ask you to be with Stephanie, and I do ask that you be with so many people, your followers, who are in this situation of being in prison right now. Lord, you've done miracles and wonderful things in prisons, and I pray that that would fall upon the Logan Correctional Center right now, that your spirit would move there. Your spirit can move there, same as anywhere. I pray your blessings would flow. People would be rejuvenated. This would be a good year, a very good year there. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Stephanie, for your support, and what an encouraging letter for all of us and even those that support the station to know that the broadcasts are going out and touching lives.
Absolutely.
Here's a note from Angela from Normal, Illinois, and she writes, God bless you. Thank you for faithfully serving God and people, and we do count that a joy, a privilege, that God allows these broadcasts to touch so many lives. 19 frequencies covering all of central Illinois from one part of the state to the other and then into Indiana for our great Indiana listeners.
I always kind of wanted to live in Normal. I thought that'd be fun.
You're from Normal?
Yeah, and I am Normal.
What about from Paris, Illinois?
Well,
people say, I live in Paris. Really?
Yeah. Normal, I mean, it's nice to be Normal.
Oh, yes, we saved this one. I don't know if this is, I have a couple more, but.
Okay, this is from Kimmo. In Finland. This is like our second letter from Finland, isn't it?
Second or third. I think I've had three different people contact me, but this one is another one that picked up WLLM-AM all the way in Finland, and you think,
that's so cool.
That's impossible. No, with shortwave radio,
and
he explains at length how he was able to pick up our station, and then he gives all the engineering information on how he used this antenna and how it was this way. And then he sent me about a 14-second radio cut of what he recorded in Finland over the airwaves. So they call it a bouncing effect. And sometimes with the right antenna pointed during certain hours, you can pick up frequencies, radio frequencies across the world.
Well, this is a very interesting letter. Kimmo, I want to apologize if you're listening and you're picking this up. I don't know how to say your name, so we'll hope it's Kimmo. That's how it's spelled. Okay. Hello, Great News Radio, WLLM. My name is Kimmo, and I'm sending this email regarding one of my hobbies, which is searching for distant AM radio stations here in Finland. Today, I had the pleasant opportunity of tuning in to your station, AM Transmission, here in Finland. He says, now I'm hoping someone at your station we'll have time to take headphones and listen to a 50-second recording. And he sent you that.
Yeah, and I did, and I responded, and then he responded to my response, and I said, hey, we may even read your letter over the air on Wednesday. So this was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
He responded and sent me pictures of part of the Finland where the antenna is and all the snow, and it was beautiful.
Well, this is interesting. He says he's built a listening station in interference-free conditions in Ivalo, which is 715 miles from Helsinki and 250 miles north of the Arctic Circle. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
It's way up there. I think he has to fly in to maintain the antenna and stuff. Yeah.
He says the antennas are located on the trees, so I need to be careful they don't fall. It could be very dangerous for reindeer. Oh, I appreciate him taking care of the reindeer. I feel very, very special about Kimmo right now. The fly up there, he means in the airplane, only takes about an hour, so it's quite easy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're talking Arctic Circle stuff here,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, it was really interesting. He sent me some great photographs, so we've become pen pals. And I said, if we read your letter over the air, I'll send you a link to the program.
Oh, cool.
So
okay.
We're picking up another listener in Finland.
I love it. I love it. And he listened to the Lincoln station, right?
Yes, the Lincoln station. And it was Phil Shepard doing one of the radio announcements because I could hear it and discern his voice.
Oh, that's cool.
And his spelling of his name is K-I-M-M-O, like Kimmo.
Uh-huh.
And his last name is V-U-O-R-E-L-A, Varola?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that's probably way off. But anyways, thanks for writing us from Helsinki, Finland.
Wow. You need to tell Phil that his voice got picked up in Finland.
Yeah, I will.
I will.
Okay, we'll close out with one more note. This comes from Phyllis from Kingman, Indiana. That's a good town to live in. I'm from Kingman, Indiana.
I'm from Normal.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Thank you, servants of the Lord. We have all been blessed by the sermons and music. Love to all, Phyllis. Well, thank you, Phyllis, for your support and your kind words and being a part of our radio listening family. It's a great radio listening family, uniting 19 frequencies covering all of central Illinois and west central Indiana, and hopefully in the days ahead with some open houses and some other activities and the grand opening of the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall, probably in March. We'll get to continue to unite people and hear their testimonies and maybe even interview some of them on future Mark and Friends programs.
That's great.
Well, somebody that we have to interview again is getting Dee Chesser in here to read one of her stories.
Oh, well,
and such.
We've got that on the books.
Yes.
She's actually coming, I think it's next Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of good writers, Mark.
Yes.
All right, this is another one. This is Nancy Brain. She wrote an article that kind of goes along with the idea of letters. I'm Gonna Sit Right Down by Nancy A. Brain. Many, many, many years ago, 1935, a song with the title of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter became popular. Performed by many artists, it has a catchy tune and some meaty lyrics. The person wanted a letter chock full of compliments, endearments, and feel-good moments, and because none seemed forthcoming on a regular basis, the person would manufacture one and pretend it came from you.
Yeah.
And it was a fun song. What a joyful, therapeutic idea. On the flip side of those lyrics is another great idea. What if we were angry with ourselves, frustrated with situations beyond our control, or just plain dissatisfied with things in general, and we had serious thoughts about lashing out, crawling inside ourselves, or throwing up our hands and giving in? Two situations, one solution, pen and paper, or keyboard and monitor, the choice is ours. Dear me, today I thought I would get something positive accomplished in my little corner of the world. Parentheses, insert proposed accomplishment here. However, I did find myself getting a little angry because I thought I could convince, insert name here, that they should see my side of things regarding, insert situation here, and after formulating my side of the argument, the correct side, they didn't see it my way. Imagine that. I could, I suppose, possibly be in the wrong. Well, I probably am wrong, and a tad stubborn and hard-headed to boot. So I've decided to put pen to paper instead of foot into mouth. I know the colder, darker winter ahead will sometimes rattle, shake, and roll the positives I have to the bottom of the container, and let the negatives rise to the top and choke the fun out of daily living. The positives that can help provide focus and joy in my day are, insert at least five positives here. Negatives, be gone. Okay, I know a day without negatives is unattainable, so I'll give in and admit that no matter how positive I am as I go about trying to get plants to live, the only green in my house will be mold on the bread. Looking forward, I see many fun things on the horizon, though, that I can attend. Insert four. Yes, four. Upcoming events. Because going places and doing things is always better when more friends can go along. I can call. Insert a minimum of five friends that can be called and invited. Then there is that awful feeling of inadequacy that creeps up. Just when I thought I had more than half my ducks in a row. Marie Kondo can organize a house twice the size of mine in an hour and a half, and I'm still trying to jam a round peg into a square hole. Oh, well, impossibilities still exist, and this is evidently mine. But I bet Marie hasn't mastered the art of putting a shelving board on top of two filing cabinets and calling it a desk. I do still have some untapped skills. That's all for now, dear me. Now that the situation is clear in black and white, I do feel more positive, more energized, and more thankful that I can recognize that sometimes we can be our own worst enemies by trying to achieve unrealistic goals. Don't ever forget, you can do this. Yes, you can. I believe in you. Things have a way of always working out. Remember, even the little engine could. It's a cute article.
Dear me, I can do it.
Insert things here. Yeah. Someone should see my insert things here side of things.
Well, and that dear me, kind of a double entendre. You know, dear me as in like salutation, but dear.
Dear me.
You know, and I think in some aspects, God looks at us, those of us that follow Jesus, through Jesus' finished complete work on our behalf, and he sees us as very dear and chosen and beloved and cared for. It's kind of that amazing concept that God can love us, but because of what Jesus did on our behalf, he sees us, if you will, through his shed blood, which is kind of, you know, a hard thing to understand, but he sees us redeemed and complete and full and holy and wonderful.
That's so great. That's a beautiful thought. Thank you.
It's a good thought. good thought for all of us in this new year as we struggle through different things or get discouraged or have disappointments or are frustrated. I think of Mary Welchel. She's been going through this week the word for the year. She's done this in the past where she tries to have a theme word to think about throughout the year, and hers has been thankful or thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can start each day thinking and being thankful for things, it really will change our perspective and help to maybe calibrate our mindset if we're discouraged or something's not going right. Hey, what can I be thankful for? And
well, they say gratitude can change your life.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Well, I'm very grateful for all these listeners that have written us, and I should probably mention our address because we love getting your mail, and each and every Wednesday we'll spend a little time reading your letter over the air. So you can write to us at Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or our WLUJ family of stations at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. And I think we mentioned this once before, but the gifts that are designated towards the WLUJ family of stations go towards the WLUJ budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the gifts given to Great News Radio, Great News Media, go to the Great News Media budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do still keep two different books and keep everything balanced and are able to measure and work through the budgets, knowing where the funds are coming from.
Great.
So your designated gift to this ministry gets used of God to proclaim the good news message of Jesus. And we pray throughout this new year we'll continue to educate, edify, and evangelize all that tune in and attend our events. So we hope to, as things clear up and everyone can get out and it's safe, we hope to have many occasions where we can meet you in person and see how God will unify us and bring us together.
That'll be great. God is good, Mark.
Amen. All the time, God is good. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. God bless you and have a great day and night.